कर्म कर्मणि अकर्म ह्या पश्ये कर्मणि अकर्म ह्या पश्ये कर्मणि कर्म
ह्या
कर्मणि कर्म ह्या
कर्मणि
सबुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु संयुक्तः कृष्ण कर्म के
कर्मण्य कर्म या पश्ये कर्मणि च कर्म या बुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु युक्ता कृष्ण कर्म को
ये कर्मणि और कर्म टू टू वर्ड्स आर हियर कर्म एंड अकर्म वी ट्राई टू डिसाइड रिसेट इट्स वेरी
कर्मण्या कर्मया पश्ये
कर्मण्या कर्मया
पश्ये कर्मणि च कर्मयः
कर्मणि च कर्मयः
बुद्धिमान
मनुष्येषु
युक्ता कृष्ण कर्म
कर्मणि अकर्मया पश्ये कर्मणि च कर्मयः कर्मणि च कर्मयः सबुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु स युक्त कृत्स्न कर्मकृत्
कर्मण्य कर्मया पश्ये
कर्मण्या कर्मया पश्ये
कर्मणि च कर्मया
कर्मणि च कर्मया
सबुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु
सबुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु
युक्तः कृत्स्न कर्मकृत्
You're just reciting this, reading and researching should go on together. Reading and researching. Those should go on together. We are sentient beings. So we not only read, but we research. And how to research? Before we start recitation, we should go to what it will be.
First equivalent.
So it gives you the idea of research. Read the equivalent. Karmani.
Karmani in action.
In action.
Akarma. In action.
In action.
Yaha.
Action and action.
Separate. If it is separate, it will mean different meaning. In action. In action. Separate.
Yes. In action. Together.
Together is in action.
It's the opposite.
Opposite. In action, this is research. Unless you read and research, you will not reach anywhere. And preaching means reaching. I am reaching you. Reach means to reach. You are reaching me doing entities.
To whom you are preaching?
Yeah, I am reaching you. That's why I told you read and research. And I give you the difference. This is the difference in preaching. Unless you reach the hearers, you are failure in preaching. And that's why we may preach, but he doesn't understand anything. So what is that we preached? When we preach, we should reach. Take out preach and reach is there. And preach means preach. In preaching word itself, reaching word is hidden. In reading, research spelling is hidden. So reading is not simple reading. We are not interested. These innocent boys, 2 years old, they may simply read. Or they may go on with translations or what. We are not interested. We read and research. And with the help of Prabhupada, here the importance of Prabhupada is there. Nobody gives the word-to-word equivalence like Prabhupada is given. When he was with us, he was always telling that, please relieve me from all the duty. I have to meditate on each word. And this is he has done. He has meditated for us on each word. Why are we behaving like animals instead of going to word to word? We should go to word to word.
First go to word to word, then we read.
Then you will say. So you have some idea.
What's going on?
And what will you do? Little bit. But deep is aware.
Should we read translation, Maharaj, first?
No, no, no. Only word to word. Every word you have to research. And many words, maybe English also, we find so many things. Now, in action. How nice. The same spelling, but word together means completely different, and separate means different meaning. This is a research. Can you understand them? In action, we should follow in action. And this we have to elaborate in, with the help of translation and the purport. This is research. Searching, already it is searched for us by Prabhupada. But we are researching. That is reading. Otherwise, reading merely has no meaning. Many times people say, oh, I read all Bhagavad Gita. I read. You know, what you have read, we don't know. What is your retained, you know this. Otherwise, you can add many of this people. There is why it's useless. It's completely useless. How? So far we said here. So when I started to say that, you know, we have to say
it. No.
Yes, sir. The thing is, merely reading does not take us anywhere. We have to research. And research and read, same meaning, same spelling, I mean. And then we have to preach. So in preaching, you are reaching the hearers. Without reaching the hearers, if you preach, there is no value. And if you understand me, my shouting is no value. It's a waste of my breath and waste of your time. Preaching, if I got three, means you should reach the hearers. That is preaching. And we have to preach anyway to solidify our knowledge. We have to preach. Our society is prachar society. Prachar means achar is there. Achar means behavior. Our behavior must be with the tenets of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita. If achar is not there, people don't believe you. And then you can't read the Gita.
Nothing you can teach others.
Then preaching,
you don't follow.
Preaching has no value.
No.
People see you.
Yes.
People don't really care. This is the meaning of preaching and reaching. You must reach the hearers. Otherwise, you
can't
read any book. You know, the children are there.
I don't know.
तो नाम से दिख रहा है और जो है तो अपना अपना कह दौड़ मारे तो मोटो देखिए अभी मोटो है तो तेरे नाम से दिख रहा है तेरे पूजे नाम ले नाम से दिख रहा है The thing is, unless we read or write, there won't be any research, as I told you. Mere reading has no value at all. These words, they don't understand anything. They merely read me. They learn also. They don't understand. But we are all sentient beings. We should really be particularly about research. Searching has got to be there. And the whole search has to be put to the test when we preach. There is our research. जो अपने परीक्षण करिए तो जनता जी सब मुक्ति शिकायत जो अपना मन में कहीं अपना मगज में कहीं ना हो गए तो जनता जी सामने शुरू मुक्ति शिकायत वट वी कैन डू वी डोंट हैव एनीथिंग इन अवर माइंड एवरी एवरीथिंग इज फिल्टर्ड आउट इन ऑर्डर यू गोइंग टू प्रीच इन योर प्रीचिंग यू मे थिंक दैट यू आर प्रीचिंग बट यू आर नॉट रीचिंग द हियरर्स You must reach the ears. As I told you, only two words we took. Karmani, akarmani, apashi. Karmani means action. He said in action. Yes. Separate words that day. In action. And akarma means in action. Together. How it's completely opposite meaning. In action, we have to see in action. And this is to be researched. Only two words we have taken from this. And unless our mind is satisfied with the argument, the hearers will never be satisfied. And always while preaching, we should keep hearers in mind. We are preaching for them. And what we have understood, we are elaborating those points, our research points. In front of them. So really if you are careful in your research and understanding the scriptures, maybe in some language you may put very clearly to the public. And there is our way. Our society is a preaching society. Prabhupada preached day and night. And that's why you people are converted. It went through your necks. And you thought that this is good. That's why you're here. Now the same policy we have to obtain. He researched and every word he has made it. He was always when he was with us. He was telling us that please redeem me from other all duties. So I have to meditate on each word. And see how nice words he had given. There are only two words we have seen. In English also, how it is clear. That in action is completely different in meaning than inaction. So how inaction, in your action, in your activities, how can you see inaction? That is the matter, that is the subject matter of these words. So then we want to research further. Come on, recite. Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani cha karmaya.
Karmani cha karmaya.
Sabudhiman manusheshu.
Sabudhiman manusheshu.
Yuktaha.
Sayuktaha.
Krishna karma krit.
Krishna karma krit.
Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani karse karmaya.
Karmani cha karmaya.
Sa buddhiman manusheshu.
Sa buddhiman manusheshu.
Sa yuktaha.
Sayuktaha.
Krishna karma krit.
Krishna karma krit.
Krishna karma krit.
Krishna karma krit.
In other word is Krishna. Read the spelling of Krishna, second name.
K-R-I-T-S-N-A. Krishna.
Krishna. Krishna. It's not Krishna.
No, it's Krishna.
There's a big difference. Krishna. See the meaning.
It says, although Krishna karma krit, although engaged in all activities.
All activities.
Although engaged in all activities.
Yeah, although engaged in all. Is the meaning of Krishna. Krishna means Supreme Personality. Slight difference in pronunciation.
Very sir.
Otherwise, we are bound to the ministry. This is research. Yes, Sanskrit language is very sophisticated language. We talk it, you change, and the meaning changes. Krishna, we know, is Supreme Personality. And Krishna, again, to elaborate meaning, Krish means repetition of birth and death. 8,400,000 births is known as Krishna. And now means who stops? Only Krishna can stop a repetition of birth, death, decision, and old age. 8,400,000 births. This is Krishna. So you change it to Krishna, and Krishna means all. Very beautiful. These words have got to be researched. The word gives very nice meanings. And everything is clear. And many times two words are together. It's known as joint. Sandhi in Sanskrit. So you can separate the sandhis. In equivalence, he has very masterly explained the word separate. So if you don't understand the joint word, go to the what word mean? So you will be able to separate the words. There are two words made then, three words together. So sandhi remains understand. So it's our duty to go to word and try to separate the words and try to understand the meaning. Then we are reading and researching together. You are seeing research. So we are not misled. Unless you come to Prabhupada, you will be misled. Or you may read shlokas of other books, and maybe translation is given without equivalence. Then there is nothing you can understand. Then your pronunciation may be thoroughly wrong, and even then you will have no idea at all. Here you come to Prabhupada, and you become thoroughly enlightened by the real knowledge. This is the speciality of Prabhupada. Who can ignore Prabhupada? And if you don't do this, what is the use of our human form? There is no use. Some rituals we may follow regarding bhakti, but unless you have knowledge that rituals, you will not fulfill faith in it. To increase the faith, reading with Prabhupada is required. Researching with Prabhupada is required. We have to change our behavior, and then you have to reach the hearers. So many things are required before we start preaching. Everybody has a great zeal for preaching, but even preaching, there's a word reaching they don't know. In order to reach you, I must know in and out. I can't reach you. If I don't understand, I can't explain it to you. And here everything is ready. only some time you have to spend to meditate on this. And as soon as you meditate, even English language is also enlightened. Otherwise, as it is English language, because Veda language, because of the progress of books, he has completely converted the Veda language to best of the transcendental knowledge. Now these books are standard books. It has enriched the language itself. Krishna's touch is there. If by Krishna's touch, the language, Veda language, can be enriched, how much we will be enriched if we have the knowledge. That's why Krishna
says even English, proper English books are better than Hindi and Gujarati.
Yes, yes. They are written in English. Indian Gujarati they are translated. So there is some mistake here and there. So you know English, and this way you should research and try to preach. Then, but unless you are ready, don't speak a word. Then the best thing you can do is keep Prabhupada's small books with you. And tell that these are very helpless. We are suffering from birth, death, disease and old age. For that we don't have to understand much. So we are ourselves growing. We are getting old. We are getting sick. We are dying. We know that. So just tell them preliminary. We feel it in human life. And just give the world. And the world will do the job. He is expert in this. And for us, who are situated in temple, or connected to the temple, half of the day must be spent in these things. Half of the time available. Outside we will have to work hard. So then they might be very busy. So chanting has to be finished. Prabhupada was already very clear. There is one Brahmachari. So he wrote to Prabhupada once. That when I was in Brahmachari, I was spending so much time here to read and chant. Now I'm going to say, come to these things. Prabhupada would like to you. You have 24 hours a day. Give me 2 hours. 1 hour you chant, 1 round you chant. And 1 hour, please read my book. Otherwise, you will go away. Mean your faith will be weak. Our faith, in order to strengthen our faith in Vedic culture, this research is required. And preaching and reaching is required. And we want to reach the people. That's why every day we go out with the books on Sankirtan. Why we are going? You want to reach. There is preaching. By seeing you are preaching, your dhoti, your kurta, these boys are all without anything. Where the family is not serious. And whereas the boys should be taught to put in a nice Vedic clothes. They're very easy. But we are completely sold to the Western culture. There's our defect. Even sitting in Rajkot also, we look to America. We are called an expert in this thing. Prabhupada wanted this tide to stop and turn back. That is what we have to do. And that's why you are, I have never seen you in trousers. The trousers is your dress. Yes. I have never seen you in trousers. This should be. And why you have accepted? This is more convenient. Perfectly in temple. You are staying here, getting up early in the morning, sitting on the ground. It's very comfortable than these travels. These boys must be forced to put on the Vedic dress so that they know. But outside in school, they don't get any. All scratches poured into their brains. So at least their home must be completely Vedic. This is the thing needed in India. And you are coming here, people are trying to copy you. So go to places and show them how you are behaving. This is preaching, reaching. And always preaching means reaching. Always remember that. This is our research. And this is our really realization. Real thing is we want to reach. Otherwise, my Prabhu was left in Vrindavan. He was quite all right in Vrindavan. He knew everything. But he wanted to reach to the Bhumi. So it was all the oceans to reach. And therein, after the initial music, he is so successful. In the old age, he is successful. We are all very young. Please go in this direction. And his life will be sublime. Life will be successful. He is very ideal Brahmachari. Today I came about 6:30 to the temple ground. He was quietly chanting the Rams. That's what I want. Morning should be finished. Class must be finished. We should not come here for anybody. But we should be very sincere to the purpose. He sleeps on the floor. Chaguru said, he is coming from Denmark. Denmark, right?
Yeah.
Denmark. And he is very real Brahmachari. Amogdur Sevanam. Initiatinam. He sleeps on the floor. He is at 3:30. He is Brahmachari, he is a friend of course. Change is around very sincere. Studies literature is very nice. Doesn't speak anything else. Chokra, at look at it. આપણા કલ્ચર માંથી અને આપણે જો છોકરાઓ કેવા કરી રહ્યા છીએ કે આપણે ખ્યાલ છે આપણે શું કરી રહ્યા છીએ કેમ આપણને સમજ નથી પડતી આ લોકોને વેચી નાખવા જઈને સમજણ નથી હા ડેનમાર્ક ની છોકરો એટલું બધું સિન્સિયર આવીને રહે છે અને બિલકુલ બીજી વાત નહીં એને ખબર નથી પેલી છે એને ખબર નથી ભજીયા ને પાપરા તેને કઈ ઈચ્છા નહીં થતી હોય દિસ ઇઝ ઓલસો હ્યુમન બીંગ હી હેઝ કંટ્રોલ ઓલ ધ ડિઝાયર્સ એન્ડ ઓટોમેટિકલી હી હેઝ રિયલાઇઝ્ડ ધ હ્યુમન ફોર્મ ઇઝ વેરી રેર એન્ડ ધીસ ઇઝ ધ ડ્યુટી ઓફ ધ પેરેન્ટ્સ મધર ફાધરે જો છોકરાને ના આપે તો એ મધર ફાધરે છોકરાનો દુશ્મન છે their enemy. પોતે પણ ના લે અને આ લોકોને પણ ના કોણ આપશે આ છોકરા મોટા થશે ત્યારે સમય બહુ ખરાબ આવી રહ્યો છે unless mother and father impart them these teachings how are they going to work this is our reaching we should reach the future generation If you don't reach the future generation, future generation as it is, royal edition of animals. They didn't have any ideas about it. And they have human form. Fortunately, they are in our family. So this is how to keep. Reach it as you have the idea. Please open a school in Denmark. Really, that is the way to reach the future generation. Maybe the adults may not come.
The children, they will say. We can't do, but children can.
Children can do. Here, you see children in the morning. But there's 75, 80 children. Both are little. Both are little. It's so pleasing. And there is no punishment, nothing at all. We are trying to reach. There is a way of reaching. The world did not catch the old person. When he caught the young ones, he said, older tram horses, they're good for nothing. But old people are also being parents. They should understand their schools. Kone samasya asukarana. And asukarana kone samasya. Tame na ho ta agapan na ho te. So many excuses are there. That we are far away, we are this, we are that. Everything you do, but except coming to the temple and worrying about the spiritual life of Surya. Swa Mata, Swa Guru, Swa Pita Chapi, Shikshaye Che Sada Svarto, Hare Name Vajero, Ej Mata Se, Ej Pita Se, and Ej Guru, to those who teach their children to chant in Krishna's names. Daily at least keep small malas, force them to chant before going to school. one 27 beads. Only small balas we have. So, eating mara one. Abhine, jo wo veli sevana jata si. So, abhine chen chali. Par kahin to hame sri se maapu. Kapra to pehravan ne. Dhutiya paayan 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 paayan. Dhuz kapra pehravan. Ki kurta pehravan. Saras naam se bal krishna. Krishna ko jir sa as thavde majlis. Te jir se krishna in bharadam adhe. And this is the way to reach. And unless we reach, we cannot reach. And when we try to reach, our action is there. I am performing action, but it has no reaction. I am not affected by that. So there is no material gain.
It's not material.
If material gain is not there, then it is inaction. There is the meaning of inaction. There is inaction has to be understood. So in all our actions, we should behave inactionally. That is the meaning of the inaction. Inaction. We are performing action. We get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Come to Mangalati in the chant and preach. But there is no fruity result. So it is inaction. Go together. And this is that verse. That all our activities should not produce anything except the welfare of the society. Nothing else. No other motivation should be there. As long as your motivation is there, you are a failure in preaching. You just have to reach them to discuss the root of it. Otherwise, we should not approach. This is the way. Prabhupada did that. He did not have anything. He should be putting well there. But even then, he was successful. His motivation was not there. Material motivation is a degradation. What is the difference between the people outside and us? If we are also many of the material motivation. This is the thing. That is known as inaction. In our all actions, we should show inaction. And that is how we are behaving. These people are helping. This our Sachi Mata stays in Laguna Beach, near Los Angeles. And they have nice concept of the mental there. Now whole construction was carried on by them. Nearly $70,000 were given by them. There was no return at all. That was their inaction. They have performed action to construct the whole thing. No material gain was there. So there is inaction. In their action, it was inaction. And inaction always satisfies this, that you perform for Krishna. What is it in the third chapter? In Nirmal Karma Nirmal. Unless you perform the Krishna's activities, it's all bandhan, all bondage. The poem Karma Bandhan. Karma Kamtaya Mukta Sasmas. Therefore, you should only act in that way. Everybody should act. And maybe if fruity activities we have to do, because we have responsibility. We have houses and beasts and everything. So Rupa Goswami comes to our help, because we have to give the percentage for Krishna. And that is how these people agree. The percentage is going to develop the Krishna consciousness. But we should really, apart from these things, our own self must be unflinchingly attached to the transcendence. And for that unflinching attachment, we must have a preliminary knowledge. And that knowledge is only in Prabhupada's books. There is no other book with completely clear knowledge. This is to be honest. And that's why we are not Prabhupada candidates. But there is no other way. No other way. this Vaijanti Malai in Abu Dhabi, she is very clever in this thing. So I told her that the Hind Canto and Padma Canto, they were not translated by Prabhupada. So the translations are not really up to the mark. So I told her that in Krishna book, the chapters are there. And we were doing praise of Muchukundari. Muchukundari was the great king. And he was always helping the demigods. So he praised the Lord. You know that? You must know, you know, translated already in the book. Kali was the great nature king. And he had invaded Mathura. And Jarasandha was also, you know, was invading. So Krishna did not want to face both of them. So Krishna just walked out of Mathura city. And he was walking. And the Kalavan was running, but even then he couldn't catch him. Krishna was slowly walking. Kalavan couldn't catch him. Then Prabhupada says that the Supreme Personality of Krishna cannot be caught by physical attacks. We should go to the sincere devotional service. Then only it will be caught. So what happened then? Krishna didn't want to kill him himself. So this Muchukund was sleeping in one of the caves in the mountain. What happened that Muchukund, for day and night, for several years, he fought the battle on the side of demigods. And eventually, after years, he was very tired, without sleep he did. So demigods found out Kartikeya as their commander-in-chief. So then demigod requested him, that please, you are very tired now. If he is retired, then we are very happy with you. So ask some benediction. So he said that I want one benediction, that I will sleep now. I'm very tired, so I have to sleep for maybe years later. So he went to the cave and he said, give me the benediction that if anybody wakes me up by my side, he should be burnt to death. So Muchukundara was sleeping in one of the cave and mountain. See, Krishna walked in Vrindavan Krishna to that mountain. And Krishna entered that cave and disappeared. Muchukundara was sleeping there. This Kalayan entered that cave and he thought that Krishna is very tired, so he is sleeping there. So he kicked him. You know, he got the eyes were completely red, you know, like fire, and looked at it. Kalayan was brought to death. That is how Krishna behaves. He doesn't do any activity, and even then he's maybe. He has his own ways to sort out our own karmic reactions. And everybody has to suffer or enjoy the karmic reaction. But since we have touched Prabhupada, we have come to this practical conclusion that come what may, I will try to put in practice these principles so that henceforth, knowingly, I will not commit any sins. Unknowingly, we are committing so many sins. But knowingly, I will not do it now. So that, to that extent, we will become completely peaceful. This is the purpose of this verse. Please go through it. And we will try to take over it tomorrow.
How this relates to us who lives outside the how to do?
You have to do food activity. Yeah. So certain time is gone there.
How to make inaction.
Well, if you do duty, make it in the well, you are free. Because you are not keeping material gain in mind. You are loving your duty. Niyat karma. Preserve duties. We should love the Krishna teachings. That way you completely are free from the results. No doubt, this is the one to come. They are working for results. But you are not working for results. There is inaction. And your influence will increase in office. You will be respected. They know that whatever you are, you are sincere. Sincerity comes from devotion. Whoever goes in there doesn't get anything. But for a whole day, he's busy from people. He's the only one who gets everything there. And day in and day out. So far, in so many kidavas there in Grammar. Kidavas trained. How many years? 99. 7 years. Hardly years. I'm not well. Too for that. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. I mean to say, he has no material gain. But even then, he is going to react. Inaction. Example of inaction. And then, Buddha cooking. Father. Baby, Kija, dressing the world. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. No, I'll ring you after some time. I'll ring you after some time. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Krishna? We are not receiving the calls. You ring them.
Hold
up. From Nasik. What were you telling?
What was your point? You were talking about
Krishna. But I will give you an example. When I am not doing, he is doing everything. His father had got a loan for him. Near old society, nearly 400 yards. That land, tomorrow land in Bajuma. Any kingdom? What are you going to do? That land was it. The purchase land was it. You know what I did? In
Baroda.
No, no, here. He's from Baroda, he had land here. And without his knowledge, Krishna is given so much. She also donated $75,000 to Panchatattva temple there. Krishna gave her here. She had bought land for 10 lakhs, and it was worth for 25 lakhs. So Krishna doesn't keep. Abraham, against the reason, wouldn't say, the Buddha ne pachu api desi. Gartha vadi, vyaj ne sathe pachu api desi. He kairi de adhya prabhana apse, te kivayani. This is otherwise they are tremendously donated. This is inaction. Inaction, we don't see the results. We give so much result. And Sudama went with a piece of rice. He took one or two morsels and gave so much riches to him. He couldn't believe.
But he never asked me.
Never asked. But there is inaction.
He never asked.
Never. Not only that. But he went there and Krishna had given new clothes for him to wear there. So when he was going, Krishna said, stop, Surama. He said, the new clothes are mine. Put on your back. He said, I forgot. Please excuse me. He took out new clothes and put on the rags and went there. But he didn't curse Krishna. Hey, Krishna ne koi kharch nahi, chaap na apne, aasam pure. Adu udu daru se thoda kapda apne de do.
His children and wife were so hungry.
So,
they had nothing to eat.
Nothing to eat.
He never mentioned this to Krishna. My wife and children are starving.
Nothing at all.
He never said. Never.
He, on that condition he went.
On
he
that
said
condition.
To his wife, that I will not beg. I am going.
Yes.
That's our inaction. And inaction has so much result that we don't see. And we don't have patience. The devotees must be very peacefully patient. Devrati. What is it? Shantaha, Samadrisha, Shuddha. We are completely equipoised, pure in our attachments, and pure in our thinking. Never bad things come in our mind. Never. That is our way. And that is the quality of inaction. That's why we work on inaction. Otherwise, tell me what business is there. We are since last 10 years in this area. In 10 years, this property is worth 13 crores. Upon Chaudh Karunia properties. And at Dwarkama, it's nearly 3 crores. So, 70 crore. That's for Dwarkama. Kaya business we were saying, 70 crore.
10 years.
And we are not working. No, we are not working.
No salary. No.
And everything is going on. Lakhs of rupees are spent. And nobody else is worried. You like a lot of bitter. Hey, chinta karta hu tu. Tu chinta nahi karta hai tu mujhe yahan humne chinta karu bhai. So nice. Huh? I mean to say, all the devotees who are staying, they are not worried. They are staying here. They are not running after you. Nothing at all. The thing is that we are not patient. That's why we can't reach the hearers. If you reach the hearers, then our success is there. But who has reached you, you people? Otherwise you are from completely alien culture. You are born in liquor and whatnot. You are completely stopped with whoever's mercy. And he is penance, you know, towards Syria. And there is how it's our duty now to pick ourselves. And it is your duty now again to give this to younger generation in your country. And that is in action. And it will pay you so much if you try to give this to younger generation. This is the point. Have you anything to ask? See if we can go on. We'll again go to this verse tomorrow. When always remember, read and research, preach and reach. Without reaching, don't reach. The thing is, he has developed nice points regarding reading and researching and preaching and reaching. That's very nice. So yesterday we did it in the evening. So please remember always, whatever you read, you should not be only for reading. You should have no book, your notebook like this. And research it. Try to study. The more you study, the more you'll be ready for preaching. And then our way is that always we don't only see to the past times, but at the same time, we try to derive some practical instructions. so that the hearer can give something. Now, take Putna's story. What do you, will you tell after the story to the hearers? They know the story. So how should they behave after knowing that story? Tell me. Hari Bol. No speaking. Sit down. Come and tell me. No. Putna. Putna's story. Putna.
Then. Practical application.
Yes.
From the
Suppose we narrate that incident, Pastor and Krishna. So how you will instill the hearers? Haribol. Haribol. Stop speaking. No speaking. Keep quiet. Sit down. Sit down.
Maharaj, treat her as his mother.
Huh?
Krishna accept her as his mother. She Prabhupada says.
But what do you instruct to the hills?
Yes, we used to say once a material account that if we do something, somebody does something to us, if we fight back, if we retaliate, instead of no retaliation, it's the best retaliation.
Yes, yes.
If somebody comes to us, wants some damage, if we do back, it increases our material account.
Now, retaliation is our natural tendency. Somebody hits me, I want to hit you. Now, how to stop that mentality? No, don't speak. Keep quiet. So then, how to explain to them? You are telling correct. This point is very nice. That no retaliation is the best retaliation. But how to convince their mind? The hero's mind must be convinced. You are correct. But whatever you tell, it should be convincing. Why not to retaliate?
How is related this story,
Putana's story? Because Krishna did not retaliate. Krishna did not kill her. Could have killed her. But he didn't do it. Instead, he gave her the mother status. This is kindness. But now, we condition living in today. How to stop the retaliation? How will you convince the reader? Here, that verse we should remember from Bhagavad Gita. Bhunam janmanamte jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti swam atmasudhan. Whether we believe or not, vasudeva sarvam, everywhere Krishna is situated. So those who are troubling us, in them also Krishna is situated. So if Krishna troubles, what to retaliate? Because I'm thinking that he's Murli. That's why I want to retaliate. It's a separatism. Subtle separatism is there. That's why retaliation tendency is there. This, we have to overcome this separatism. And you will achieve the marvelous results if you really follow this. Which is very difficult. And this is only one point from the Putna story. But this is how you should go to the root. And this is called the research. So only reading will not do. The research has got to be there. This is the way. And unless you follow this path, the hearers are not interested. And that's why...
Was it the Savasacharya really selling his story?
Ah, that's also, yes. Yeah, that we should understand, isn't it? We know that in everybody's heart, he is situated. Then why can't we behave as if Krishna is situated?
That's tricky. That's the higher will, that's the
Paramatma. Paramatma, yeah. So, no, we have that realization. But we have to translate it into the hearer's language, how they understand. And just tell them that matra pratham na natkijidasidanya. Apart from me, nothing exists on this planet or anywhere. So everywhere Krishna is there. And we definitely believe that even the leaf of the tree doesn't move without his permission. So without his permission, somebody is going to trouble us. Somebody is already troubling. So without his permission, he or she will not trouble. So that way we excuse her or him. And then they come around. In Bhagavatam also, 7:15:22 verse, it gives you the remedy for threefold miseries. And in this, when other living entities trouble us, is known as adivotik do. So kurpaya is the answer there. You be merciful to them. And all along, Prabhupada was a very much merciful to the Western devotees particularly. So that's why today the Krishna is established. This is a practical example is in Prabhupada. Unless the tolerance was there, how can we do it? And always the good sense of the hearers must be instigated. We should try to touch their good sense. And as soon as the sense are good, we touch the good sense, they understand themselves. The Krishna is situated in everybody's heart. So why can't they understand? But our way is to instigate that sense. They don't have knowledge that they have Krishna with them. Without any scriptures, without any knowledge, some population, behaves very good. From where the good is coming? Good is the monopoly of Krishna. Where there is some good point in there, Krishna is there. And that's why good doesn't belong to any sect. Good is not Christian good. Good is not Hindu good. Good is not Muslim good. Good doesn't have anything to do with the faith. Good is always good. It's transcendental like Krishna. Because it is coming from Krishna.
This Rama Bhakta, this verse, the one who is not devoted cannot have any good quality.
No, yeah.
You misunderstand that. If you don't have dhoti tilak and if you don't chant Hare Krishna, there can be no good qualities. But
we can explain to them that without dhoti tilak also, there can be good qualities. No doubt, dhoti tilak is in addition. Yeah, because we are reminded continuously that we have to be good. But without these things also, there is good population. And with all due respect to Indians all around the world, I always insist one point. The Western world, they're all meat eating or drinking or whatever. But even then, one best quality they have, and that is Vaishnava quality. That while working, they will really sincerely work. We are shirkers, they are workers. So please remember this. From where that quality has come? When in Malaysia, there are two islands. In the joined islands, there are 24 miles wide sea. And they have constructed the bridge in which only six miles of bridge, 3 miles this side, and 3 miles that side, they are the pillars. In between whole bridge is hanging. Who can build it? Some Japanese company has built it. But they must have some tinge of Krishna Shakti. Otherwise they can't do it. It's wonder. 24 miles bridge and 18 miles of hanging without pillar. Big steamers can go underneath. This is the point. Why can't we keep our eyes open? You are moving around the world. Keep your eyes open and find out Krishna. Why we are wandering about like a mad person? You always, our eyes should be anointed to see Krishna everywhere. And finally there are so many wonderful things. And in one small seed of banyan tree, the whole banyan tree is squeezed. Who can do it? If he accepts Krishna, who can do it? And this is how everywhere if we habituate ourselves to see Krishna, then there is no retaliation. This point you should explain. Only telling them don't retaliate. They will rebel. I must retaliate. He is in England. When Christ's example is best, they were nailing him on the cross. And he was praying, hey God, they don't know what they are doing. Please excuse them. The best tolerance. Excellent tolerance. Who can do it? I will also shout at them if they nail me. With all the provision. I mean to say, to speak is one thing, to put into practice is completely a different thing. So we should try our best. And this is how we should derive the practical instructions from any pastime. And then try to put those pastimes in front of the hearers. Then they will be interested, otherwise they are not interested. We should stop here now. Jai Shubhupada ki. We'll continue. Today I'm sorry. We have to look to these big dignitaries.
Small demons. Little demons.
Yes. Yes. A demon in a bud. But they're lucky to come to Krishna.
I was short but very sweet. Because the lecture was very short and sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.